Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
As well.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Additional year, and of course at that age it's particularly expensive.
So if you're a small business owner, you've got two problems. You've got the problem of your employees, and I suppose you've got your own pension provision to calculate as well. Well, I'm sure we'll get more clarification on this as the weeks and months passed, but for now, thanks very much for that, Helen. And Alice, and for more on how the increase in the pension age might affect your financial plans, look out for Alice's article in FT Money with this weekend's FT, or go online to ft.com/money. Still to come on the show, is £6.94 to buy or sell shares a good deal? We investigate. First, though, pension fund choices. While the date we get our pensions remains up for discussion by the politicians, how much we get is very much down to us. And this week, Aon Consulting has produced some exclusive research for FT Money suggesting that we're not making the right decisions. According to Aon, lots of people in workplace pensions have been putting their money into the default fund offered by the defined contribution workplace schemes. But, Alice, these default funds are often not the best ones to be in, are they?
Well, no. I mean, the problem is with these DC workplace schemes is that a lot of people just don't make the choice as to which pension fund they want to be in. So their employer shoves them into this default fund, which it's kind of calculated so that it thinks that it'll be okay for the majority of workers, but obviously isn't the best choice for everyone. Is that right, Helen?
Well, absolutely. It can't be all things to all people. And it is very important for individual members to review where they're investing their money. Default funds are designed for the average member. So generally speaking, they'll be fully invested in global equities, typically a passively invested fund, over the long term. And then as the member approaches retirement within the last 5 or 10 years, they'll switch into fixed interest and cash investments, so that by the time the member reaches retirement, it's 25% in cash and 75% invested in fixed interest, making the assumption that